Good evening, everyone. Veronica Entwistle here. Who are you? Tonight's show, Radiance by Design, is the opportunity for you to express yourself. I wrote in my magnificent joie de vivre and my alacrity, I said, we're going to talk about ETs, but those of you who know me well know that I'm very reluctant to talk about ETs, so there you have it. So now's your opportunity to come forward and phone in with all kinds of tidbits about ETs or anything else you want to talk about. I'm so excited because for a lot of us, things are rather chaotic because, as you know, you have to go into chaos in order to change. And as you know, we found that the shift dragged its feet horrendously, and a lot of it in terms of political stuff and so on appears to be going in the wrong direction. I'm tired of worrying about that. But I do notice that there's a real herald, hark the herald, with the amount of chaos a lot of people I know are experiencing inside. People feel less secure, not just because of the deceptions on the monetary system and the governments and all the things that we've heard about since for 10,000 years, but it's really building up speed. But there's something else happening. There's kind of a crackling inside of human beings in a lot of ways. And a lot of people aren't really sure who they are, what they're doing, and why. And some of them are really, really conscious people. And I've talked to a lot of very conscious people working on themselves in my counseling practice and so on. And they're saying, I don't know what it is. I can't sort of make sense of going forward. It's time to sort of stop. And I heard somebody talking about somebody who said he was told to just be. And I thought, well, that's exactly what's going on. We're letting ourselves be. But that beingness is actually changing, meaning what we thought it was to be is like a state of surrender to a deepening change deep within ourselves, a change where those spiraling lights that we see going up through the inside or through the soul's journey of one another, picking up speed through various chakras, slowing down where your chakra is full of lumps and bumps and old programs, all of that is being prodded. To me, my perspective is that it's being prodded by amazing downloads of new frequencies that are coming in from the universes and also by energies that are moving up from the earth. And the earth might be like lifting up her skirts in panic with all the fracking and stuff that's going on and the tightness of the global reserves, you know. There's an edge of panic because of tremendous change for good and ill, for both ways, whether it's coming through the universe, whether it's coming around our planet, whether it's coming up through the earth, whether it's coming up through you, and whether it's coming up through me. And I find that really intriguing. So let's throw into the mix, it's all this blurb about ETs and how Bob was just telling me, you all know who Bob is, he was just telling me that the Pope is willing to baptize ETs. So he's really gone that far. And it's really hilarious because people, it's like global warming. People are out there going, do they exist or don't they exist? Well, I never had a doubt in my mind that they exist. But what that really means, I don't know. And in my work with my guides and angels, they have been talking a lot about, especially recently, about the fact that with all the changes in the frequencies and so on, because you and I are picking up speed inside, and if we don't pick up speed inside, the densities will really make us feel pretty bad, especially those people that are on track with wanting to evolve and take part in a huge, we'll call it the shift again. I think that some people said it was going to go to about 2020. I tend not to be very good at itemizing or not wanting to say 2020, because I've known a lot of astrological dates and so on, that there's so much what flexibility in the universes and time and space and all that. But we do know that there's a period of time in which this shift will take place, meaning we're a changing species and so is the Earth. So let's get back to the ETs. Some of those are, they're beings of consciousness, I feel. How my guides talk about them, they're beings of consciousness from different dimensions and different realms. They don't all come from the same place. Some of them are nasty and money-grubbing and greedy. If they may not have money, we'll call it Bitcoin-grubbing, spaceship-grubbing, people-grubbing, resources-grubbing. And some are amazingly conscious and have really worked hard to release themselves from the edicts of the more primitive subconscious, okay? They seem to have, from what I understand from my own guides and angels, they also have that progressive inner being, being guided to a higher consciousness, being guided from within if they pay attention. And what the guides are talking about is, you know, the old dream that some people had, and we used to mock it because we like to mock anything we're not sure about, that they would come in and save us. Highly unlikely that's going to happen. But what they show is this broad spectrum, the full bell curve of types of beings that are there with these beings. Some of them who are on your frequency and my frequency, right, want to get together and collaborate with those of you who want to work with them and their technology and raise your fields and frequencies. And what they were showing me is, instead of that simplistic version of this earth is left here and this earth is left here, it's more like the consciousness of evolution. So picture this, you're evolving and you're really working hard and you're kicking your little feet so that you rise up in the ocean of frequencies, right? To get to a higher and higher frequency. And they're doing their version of that. And you're going to want to meet and you're going to want to collaborate in how to develop an optimal life, an optimal world, an optimal reality where you can all have a reality that's vibrationally, I want to call it foolproof, but that's just because I'm a very cheeky Gemini. But it's not going to be foolproof. But it's a collaborative vibrational reality, which then encloses a kind of, as if it's a planet, it encloses a kind of frequency of reality in which there's a collaborative event taking place. And I don't know how many different species of ETs there are. It's just as we don't know on the Earth how many of you or how many of me are partially ET or have had ET lives that have brought in certain affinities for them. We don't know. So I'm saying to you that my guides were talking about the fact that there's going to be a collaborative coalescence with some of them, with some of you, with some of us, in order to create these worlds of reality, you see? And I really like that. So instead of it becoming, and I believe you're going to be seeing ships. We're going to be able, some of us, because it's like everything, you know, everybody can sing, but some people sing on key and some people sing really well and some people sing delicately and some, you know, so somewhere along the way, we're going to collaborate and we're going to be able to see we're going to be able to see through the cloaking, the screening that they've put up so that we don't shoot at them or whatever else they're afraid of us doing. Some people are going to be able to see the ships emerging from what's been the cloaking or the screening. And I love that. I feel a wonderful spark that runs through my body when I can feel the presence of these beings and us sharing and bringing a higher, could be everything from technology to dreams, dream space, and healing, and even designing, all of the things you can imagine because we have a collaborative consciousness. But remember, years ago, we used to hear about how the worlds would split, and the dark worlds, or the worlds that weren't high frequency, I now think of it as the beings who collectively are not caring about being conscious. They just like the world as it is, and the beings who care about becoming conscious, and that there's a split because the frequencies cannot mesh, cannot merge, and cannot vibrate together in the same soup, can they? They can't. And why can't they? Because that's the way it works. If you change your fields and frequencies, there's a lot of people you don't see. And we haven't actually taken scissors out and cut the world in half, but in effect we have, you see. So the other bottom line thing, I hope you could follow all that, because I'm doing kind of a stream of consciousness according to the way the guides are showing me the pictures. And they're saying that, what can you do? Well, some of you are just dying to see ETs. So what you want to do is go inside, right, and keep moving your fields and frequencies. Some of you are naturally, have a natural affinity for your vibrations, your core vibrations, to move up and radiate out. And it's just amazing. And you want to put in that as you release densities and so on, and you have the spiraling lights moving up inside of you, carrying gifts in your soul journeys and so on. You want to have them sticking out in your aura. You want to have them radiating out there, and in turn magnetizing back these amazing beings who catch the waves of your frequency and you catch their waves. So what we're doing is we're saying you're manifesting your connection with these beings. You're manifesting it. Isn't that wonderful? How do you do it? You manifest magnetically and intentionally and with, what is it, higher thought? I don't think you can manifest too well. Well, you do, but what do you manifest if you're focusing only on the mud, you see? You got to be focusing on frequencies, electricities, air, and so on, and sending out messages, because they can pick that up too. And some of them are doing that. It's kind of like a different version of SETI. You know what SETI is, putting those signals out and seeing who gets them. I guess you could say that you're doing that too, putting your signals out and wanting to attract back someone who wants to collaborate with you, who's from a different planetary system or a different dimension. Probably all of the above. Does that make any sense? This is Veronica Entwistle, and you're listening to Radiance by Design. And that little blurb that we just gave you is kind of an example, isn't it, of Radiance by Design, meaning you're consciously radiating what it is you yourself want to see and experience in these times that are changing. And again, I want to reaffirm that a lot of beings are in chaos right now, all over the world. But look at this. Right now I'm in LA. But if you go into various parts of metaphysical communities and so on, check around and see if people don't feel like their grasp on what security was is slipping away. A lot of the people that I've known and talked to have no idea who they are and how to presence themselves in the world right now anymore. Not because they're 18, but they might be 60 or 70, you know. They might be older and have tried and true paths that just aren't tried and true anymore, because even the path is facing the chaos. You know what I mean? I mean, even look at technology. Oh my gosh, hasn't that changed the nature of a path? Or you look at TV. Isn't that different now because of technology? It's kind of chaotic if you wanted to enter it and figure your way. You understand? So let's us do a... I'm feeling kind of cheeky tonight because tomorrow's my birthday, you guys, and I really am enjoying the concept of having a birthday. And I feel like I'm very brand new right now, and I always think I'm the center of the universe. Well, we are the center of the universe, right? Already, great. We've already got callers. So enough about me and my birthday. And I really want you to come online or on the air. Hi, how are you? Hi, Elena.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, darling.
Hey. Hi, Veronica. Happy birthday. Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel full of myself now because I'm going to shine tomorrow. What do you think?
Oh, you know what? You can celebrate your birthday for, I've celebrated for as long as 6 weeks. So
Okay.
I think you should do that, you know? Just tell everybody it's your birthday today. Don't, you know, just stretch
Da
it.
da 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 da. So, how are you? What do you know about ETs, darling?
Well, I am an ET, no doubt in my mind. I had a regression by a student of Dolores Cannon,
Oh, wow, great.
and went back to a lifetime where I was in service to the shifting awareness of the planet. I knew that what I would do. She said, "Well, what are you doing?" And, you know, she thought I was going back to a normal lifetime, and I know I've never been on Earth before, except, you know, well, in ancient Egypt, but that was another thing. But basically, not as a regular human. And what I was a scientist of some kind, or maybe even a lowly technician, who would come down onto the planet periodically to do what I call take the temperature of the planet, meaning I was assessing its awareness. And I
Oh,
would
wow,
come
how
in and,
exciting, huh?
yeah, I would come into a body, and she says, "What are you dressed in?" I'm like, "Well, I was a woman dressed. I was appearing as a woman, not really." She says, "Where do you live?" You know, it was back in the 1800s. I was like, I could look down at my feet and see those old lace-up shoes that they used to have, as leather lace-up little booties that they used to wear, and,
Oh, boy.
you know, all of that. And she said, "Well, where's your home?" I'm like, "I don't have one here. You know, I have to go back up to my spaceship," which was orbiting Earth, and it was like a little bubble. And the bubble was really not anything. It wasn't really a spaceship. It was only really a container for my awareness, so that I didn't have to be conscious enough to hold my awareness in one body. So the spaceship was almost like my body, because my awareness was more in a diffused light form, like a gas. So I
Well, it's like
wasn't
it's like
even
a
conscious.
capsule for your consciousness as opposed to a body being for your
Exactly.
consciousness. Oh, good.
Right. And it was directed by the thoughts of the person in the ship. But I probably spent eons like that. I think I was very scientific, non-emotional, and felt that the emotions on the planet was almost, I mean, I had compassion and empathy, but the emotion felt very polluting to me, like it was very, very difficult, very dense type of awareness to be in. So almost like I couldn't be here for very long. But I
Oh,
would
wow,
do
this is
periodical
really
assessments.
interesting. That's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really showed me. I've done my human design chart, and my emotional center is not filled. So I'm not an emotional person by nature. That just really just put the cap on some realizations I had about how I'd been programmed emotionally by my parents, and not by, you know, I don't actually have them myself. And it's a very interesting thing to understand the correlation, as it came out when I was writing my book, the correlation between how emotions are used on this planet. This is like one of the few places I believe in the universe where emotions are used to create with, and in the third dimensional reality. Very interesting dynamic of thoughts and emotions and how they work within this parent, the older paradigm. The newer paradigm, I've been able to see that it will be the higher, you know, if you go with the emotional scale that Abraham talks about, you know, 21, 22 emotions, would only be the, going forward, what we create with will be the higher level emotions. It won't be the lower emotions, because the lower emotions create through default, through unconsciousness. You know, anger, depression, all those are unconscious emotions. So as the higher emotions are more conscious, and those are the ones we'll create with going forward, I'm sure of it. So we discard the lower emotions. It's like we only sit with an upper range, you know, with the upper part of that range. it's just kind of interesting.
You were like encapsulated, and you had been a scientific kind of colder person, but you're emotional. But the emotional aspect of this planet was really hard for you?
Yes. The capsule was where I would go in between the visits to the planet. And that capsule was really intended to keep my consciousness in one form, capsule encapsulated, so I didn't have to hold it myself. And the thing I learned about the planet, which was really amazing, and it came out in my book, that emotions are what we use to create with on this planet, in this 3D plane. And we've been creating by default with the lower base emotion.
That means whatever comes through us, not what we choose, right?
Yes. It's not what we choose, and you know, negative emotions tend to make negative results, but the blindness of how we're creating, not knowing how we're creating, and not knowing that we're in charge of what we're creating by individually and collectively, that piece of information has been missing. So the information that I got was that that's how we create with, and that that belongs to the 3D paradigm, especially the unconscious lower emotion. So if you look at Abraham's scale of emotions, the 22 emotions, what I got, I guess like a couple of years ago, was that we're going to be getting rid of the lower emotions, and so things like jealousy and envy and, you know, even the ones that you don't even think of as being lower don't really exist in the upper realms of where we're going with the shift in consciousness. And those emotions were how we're going to create the new world. So those emotions would be things like joy and sharing and partnership, love. All those things are the emotions, they're more like feelings, but those are the ones that we create with once we, they resolve a lot of the lower unconscious emotions and decide consciously to not experience those things over and over and over again.
I love that. So, I love that.
Yeah, it's like having a smorgasbord. You know, spirit comes into flesh, and it really doesn't distinguish between a bad experience and a good experience. You know, you could be traumatized or you know, joyous, and the spirit is just a great thing, you know. And so it's like a smorgasbord of emotions that we have on this planet. That's our real wealth. And we get to choose, but we didn't know we had a choice. So we've been eating the constantly eating the bitter things, you know, things that, you know, and addicted to them almost. And
so
now we get
our duty and that we're being strong, right?
I'm sorry?
Thinking it's our duty and that we're being strong.
Yes, thinking it's our duty, thinking that we have no choice. Right. We don't even know we have a choice, but we keep on experiencing things because we're kind of addicted to the drama of it. So the drama, what I call the Ferris wheel of drama and karma, keep on going around in a circle, and what we're trying to do is go into a spiral, and the spiral to natural, to be what they call Fibonacci, you know, the natural way of evolution. And that's what we're trying to do. So every time individually we raise the bar, you know, the light showers, the way showers, raise the bar, and then we have to hold that and then bring everybody else with us. And that's what feels, that's why a lot of us are really tired. That's why we feel like we're dragging, you know, proverbial elephant around by its ear, you know, because we're actually pulling up consciousness by holding a certain consciousness. It's a lot of work.
And you have to be sensitive to do it, which means it's, but we're doing it.
Yeah,
we're doing it. But
yeah,
I really love your call, and I'm sorry we spent so long out on our cyber chaos. I guess cyber is also evolving. And if you're an ET, I guess you know about that, don't you?
I don't know if I know much about my ET existence, but all I can know is that being human never seemed natural to me.
Me either. We have another caller online, but I just want to say this. When I was little, even now it happens, and I'm not so little, but I used to be mesmerized with noses and couldn't figure out why we had to have them that way. And I think it's my own ET connection, you know.
Well, I think I was aware of somewhere around 7 when I was fascinated with, read out the entire science fiction libraries and all the branch libraries. It was before I was, you know, in sixth grade, somewhere around there. And I had what was, I thought was a fantasy about how I wasn't, I thought I was the only human left, actually, on the planet. And everybody around me were zombies. And I, you know, like, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a big experiment regarding me. You know, like, they were trying to gauge my reactions and things like that. But now I think I had it wrong. I think I was the ET and everybody else was human. And, you know, it was just kind of like this weird experiment.
Either that or we can reinterpret it and say, you knew that you shouldn't be addicted to the consciousness that was everywhere. You knew you could get through it or out of it, hey?
Yeah. Well, my question to you, I have a real quick question. Do you know why some people are going through so much of this physically? Because, I mean, I had a terrible night last night, and I have a lot of these. And I just feel like I'm... You told me some years ago in a private session that I was going to be transmuting a lot of energy through my body. And I feel like, you know, that was prophetic because, you know, I can't even tell you. It feels like I'm on, you know, on some kind of electrical current and, you know, it's painful.
Yeah, but I think, you know what I think it is? And I feel, see, I went through a terrible night last night. I was shaking and into electrical hoo-ha. As well, and I think it's because of what I was talking about at the beginning, which are these high frequencies that are new, that are coming down through, and like acupuncture, they prod us to pick up speed, but there's a huge change that has to go on in our body as we relinquish huge numbers of patterns, and it hurts. It hurts. It hurts the top of your head. It hurts your brain. It hurts your legs, doesn't it?
Oh, my legs are in tremendous pain most of the time.
Yeah, you know, and has it been going on for like a couple of years now, off and on?
It's been going on for 4 years.
Yeah, okay.
And, I probably have about a year's worth of sleep in that, maybe.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry, except that I think a lot of us are going through that, and I do believe it's as the frequencies change, those of us who are aligned with the change are going to be hurting at times because we have to... You know, I already said it. We have to relinquish the way we've held our identity, the way we've held our defense, the way we've held our old primitive emotions from lineage or from wherever they have. They gotta transform, and it hurts sometimes. You know, it's physical, isn't
it?
Yeah. But I loved your call, and I'm sorry I missed a whole bunch of it. And I better go because we've got Kim online, and we want to hear her thing too, right?
Yeah, thank you so much, Veronica.
Take care, honey. You're doing a great job, and I'm sorry it hurts.
Me too.
All right. All right, thank you. And Kim, you're on the air if you would like to talk. I know you're probably a little bored waiting.
No, I'm not. Hi, Veronica. Happy birthday.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Yeah,
are you an ET?
Yeah, hanging in. I think we're all kind of parts of ETs. I wasn't really going to talk about that. I was going to talk about more about the nature of reality, which is actually what I think you were talking about. But I've been listening off and on for the past month, and I just wanted to say to Radiance by Design, I'm really glad you decided to keep the show. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Okay, so I was rereading Seth's Nature of Reality. No.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Nature of the Psyche.
Nature of Personal Reality, I think.
Yeah. No. Nature of the Psyche. I think it's the Nature of the Psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, and you know, Jane Roberts, so one of the things that he says is that obviously our dream reality is as real as waking reality, perhaps more so. But then he goes so far to say, and I didn't catch this, remember it strongly before, which is really interesting to me, is that dreaming reality, like dreaming catastrophes, actually circumnavigates, like it gets around or unnecessitates. I'm not exactly how. You said it pretty simply, actually. But actually negates the, like, you think you might be having a precognitive dream, but the evidence, and it might feel like a precognitive dream, and you might even have had them before, and but the actual dream itself, that is the thing that guarantees that it will never happen in 3D reality, which is really interesting to me, because, like, I'm real curious about all these people out there that are saying, you know, the ETs are going to come and save us, we're going to have an apocalypse, no, we're not, yes, we are, no, we're not, yes, we are, all that kind of stuff. So I thought that was really interesting.
Well, I also want to say this because of Aaliyah's call. Don't you think it makes sense that if you have a really powerful dream, even a terrifying one, your body releases or transforms, can transform the very emotions that would have come up had the apocalypse been in the 3D world? You see what I mean? And so that makes, I'm just explaining what you said another way, which is, that sure makes sense that we get to live vicariously, and so we don't have to live it physically.
And yeah, and actually, Seth went on to say that by the end of the book, which is that there is a, that the dreaming world does answer responses by the ego and by the body that are necessary as a biological response. So, in other words, having a bad dream actually does release these chemicals that help keep you healing, you know?
Yeah, so I believe that.
So if human beings are creator beings, yeah, I do too. So if human beings are creator beings, then we could go into our nighttime reality and we could say, I'm going to, and I don't have lots of dreams, actually, I have inky black stuff now, but I'm going to, as I go into this dream world or whatever, this sleeping time, I'm going to transmute all of this pain out of my body so that I don't have to feel it. And I'm going to somehow work with it another way in this dream state so that it takes away from my body. And when you started talking, Veronica, about how, you know, it seemed almost like not contractions but shaking or what word did you use? Anyway, I was listening to Bob Monroe, like the talks, right, lately on YouTube. And so what he was doing is he was talking a lot about the vibrations that you get right before the out-of-body experience. And he was having fun with it. And he was really, right. So all I'm doing is reminding you that those vibrations could be a call to astral projection, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I love that idea. I want that to be true.
Isn't that cool? Now, then the other thing is...
I just want to say something about that. I think that we are being shaken by changing frequencies to hold a higher base frequency. I really think that's part of our evolution. So I don't even know if that's out of body or in body or in peanut butter. I don't know.
Right, I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, Jonathan Kaner, who's an astrologer in the UK, he said that, I think he said Mercury's getting ready to go out of retrograde or has just gone out of retrograde, so that means we're going to experience some more peace in our lives, which is really cool. And then the other thing I was going to mention is Thomas Campbell. Do you know his work? Okay, so Thomas Campbell's My Big Toe is the theory of everything. So TOE is theory of everything. So he's a guy that came out of Monroe Institute, okay, but he's a physicist and he was a consultant for NASA and stuff, so that's what he does. So he wrote a trilogy of these books about his theory of everything. So his theory is really that we are indeed caught in the matrix, and that this whole thing, the whole analogy for him is complete. This whole thing is a virtual reality, and God is basically a machine, as are we, and we're all part of this machine, and we're all part of this virtual reality, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the thing that he goes into, which I find really interesting, is that because of all this stuff about the dreams and where are these apocalypses and all that, he said that our guides and these messages that were being given in one of these talks that he did on YouTube, he said that they're actually allowed to not tell us the truth. Didn't use the word deception, didn't use the word lying, But that the reason is that the whole purpose of the universe, this big machine, is growth. So they're allowed to tell whatever they want to say to make sure that the most optimal growth happens in that very moment. So that's kind of interesting to me, too.
So if we're, we're building fears through our media, so if we're building fear through the media, then that is kind of like having nightmares that can put us through a virtual existence. Is that what you're, another way of saying what he's saying?
I agree with you. And I think, yeah, I think that could be true. And one of the things that Whitley Strieber has been saying for the past few years is that, and even tried to skirt around it in the beginning, is that his belief has come, I think, to be that once the scale tips, once enough people actually believe in alien whatever, then, like, alien good guys or alien bad guys, that's what will happen in our reality. And so if that indeed is true, then he does want to kind of skirt around it because he's not really sure he wants all the bad guys to come, you know? So I think, who says, I think, to me, the whole nature of reality thing, I've come to the bottom line is human beings are creator beings. We are creator beings, and we are the most powerful being in the universe. There's only one of us, right? We're one. And this creator being, right, I think somehow we create all these weather patterns. We create all this stuff. And all this stuff is just our trying to get it out or our trying to process it out and experience these things. But do you know Franco Di Nicola's work?
No.
He's in your area. Franco Di Nicola, totally awakened, enlightened being. Anyway, he thinks that the apocalypse has passed. That we've passed the danger zone. That it is not going to happen in our reality. That yes, it happened in other realities. Yes, it's going to happen in other realities, but not ours. Which is really, really great news for me. I mean, I kind of have to let it go. You know, it's like, okay, so that's great news. So let's. And then, do you know Matt Kahn's work?
Nope. But I think I should be done with this for now, and let anybody else talk. And I think we need to get back to the ET thing. Not that I don't want to hear about these people, but
I was just going to say Matt Kahn.
What?
Yeah, Matt Kahn does believe they're coming. He believes they're coming in 15 or 17, that there will be a mass,
Well, if I wanted to tell you what I believe that they've been here off and on all the way through. And I certainly am aware that they've been a huge part of Egypt and that huge Egyptian dynasty and the pharaohs and all that. And they've been all through South America and they've been through Asia. I just don't have any, I don't know what it all means, because sometimes I think it's illusory like you're talking about, but I also don't think 17 or 15 and all that is, it's not that it's irrelevant. I just think maybe those are the times where we're going to have collaborative interface, but I think they've been here all along. And I think a lot of us knew it as little teeny children. That's what I believe.
I agree with you, Veronica. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
Hey, so it's a very interesting subject, and I don't study it very much, you know?
Yeah, it really is a very interesting subject.
And the reason I don't study it very much is because there's so much opinion and emotion about it, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? Is like I get caught in it. I get, I don't know. Like maybe they're just us in different dimensions. All of that. I don't know. But obviously, if the Pope's going to baptize them, that's a whole different thing.
You just don't know, right?
Anyway, it's wonderful to talk to you, Kim.
You too, Veronica. Hey, happy birthday and have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much, and you too. Do we have any other callers online? Hello? All right, so this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm sorry that we had a huge gap in our presentation tonight, but what I was talking about at the beginning is what my own guides were saying, which is that there's going to be interface with a lot of beings from different planetary systems, if we want to look at it that way, or they're going to be different levels of dimensions, different dimensions, and they're going to interface with some of us in order to build collaborative kinds of communities, which my guides showed me as, you know, we've heard this story about the world was split in two and the dark stuff's here and the light stuff's there, and there's been a lot more intricate ways of expressing what the split would be. But my guides were saying that they, it's more like a collaborative consciousness that will create these, I think of them as pockets of reality and mutual designs on how those things, I don't believe they're coming to save us. I think they also need saving. But the fact is we're going to raise our fields and frequencies enough to visually and emotionally interface with one another. And maybe us all being one, we're one with them. I don't know, because a lot of those esoteric conversations are really hard to use in a menu or a recipe or a daydream or something. But I really like the idea that they're, that we would be, I mean, my happiness grows when I consider that we may be able to collaborate with them in order to create something that's much more multifaceted and has a high frequency. Bottom line, as they said, the guides and angels said something you know and I know, which is that to manifest, and we've already talked a bit about this with the two callers that we had tonight, to manifest your big dream and your ideal is going to require shifting and changing your own frequency, radiating at a higher and higher level, and putting your own attitude and beliefs in there, your dream. And I really think this is what's happening. And back to Aaliyah, the pain that comes through us when we're trying to incorporate really new high frequencies in our body-mind is pretty common knowledge in a lot of ways. But right now, I believe more people are going through it. And a lot of us who opened up to channel, I would say 20 years ago, let me see, I'd say 25 years ago, I spent nights feeling like my head was being drilled. And I've been getting that again, like little electric drills going through the skull. And my understanding of it, and it would run pains through my body. I'm not the only one that went through these things. I know a number of people that did. But my understanding of it is that we are being rewired. Our energy body is able to accept changes and higher frequency, because your body, all of you, your body is a library. And it's a library of what has been, its experiences you have had, its collective experiences that you absorb. But you know what? If you want to take on a much higher frequencies and you want to develop a much more, say, a utopian consciousness, as Kim said, you know, we're meant to be, or both of them said, we're learning to create our reality. And I'm going, we're turning from a kind of a, not victimized, but a beingness that just followed the prompts of the belly or the unconscious to creator spirits, and not on a small level of a few of us that have been picked, but on a massive level, on a massive level. And that reality that we're creating is for some people not always so hot. But you and I can do that. And I love the concept that we're going to be collaborating in creating our reality, magnetizing ETs or spirits from different galactic centers and so on that are going to help us create. I think of them as worlds or enclosed reality situations in which we can create. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but the guides were pretty clear about that tonight before the show. So I really enjoyed talking about all this with you. It wasn't really like talking about ETs, because you know what? I don't care what anybody says. I don't think anybody really knows. I think about Bashar, and Bashar is, it's a perplexing combination of things that he is, that he's of the future of Daryl, I can't remember his last name, Hannah? No, that's a movie star. But anyway, his channel is Daryl, and his he is Daryl's future self, but he's also a hybrid. So along the way, he's intermingled with Earth people and alien people. And it gets really complicated. And I love hearing those things because it makes me absolutely throw over my shoulder any preconceived notions about who they are and what they are. That's why we reran Human by Day and Zeta by Night last Tuesday for Judith Carroll. That was such a wonderful experience that she had discovering, kind of like Aaliyah, that she is someone who puts her body to rest at night and leaves her body and goes out and works on the ships. And her experience is so something that you can really empathize with. You can really touch it in yourself. And it makes it very, very possible, doesn't it? So back to creating our reality. If we believe that that's possible and that we believe all kinds of presentations of beings from different galactic centers are possible, then we can probably incorporate it into our reality more easily, can we not? So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm awfully sorry that we missed a huge section, a huge portion of the show tonight, but technology is also going through chaos. I think because of rapid change and because of the high frequency energies and probably because of the clutter in cyberspace of all of us taking on way too many ways to access gosh only knows what all and the confusions of all that. I think that's what's happening. So thanks to Don and Doug and all the wonderful people that run their shows on BBS Radio, Global Radio. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning in and know that I love you all. We didn't do our meditation tonight, so let's finish with a kind of a meditation. Let's just focus up with your mind's eye way out into the universes and draw down some of those high frequency energies and feel them as they come buzzing down through the top of your head and they go through, see, they're down at the top of your head and you can circle them. You can color them bright purple if you want or gold or whatever color really hits you that's really bright and clear. Circle your brain and lighten the load your little brain has taken because it's going to have infusions from higher frequencies. It doesn't need to be holding on to its old programs so much. And have those frequencies turn around and round in your head and in your neck where consciousness of self wants to change and through your shoulders where what you're responsible for changes. And through your arms, all the way out to your fingers, tingle. And your arms are how you reach and receive whatever's coming to you in life and what you want to manifest. And feel your arms tingle like mad as we go back up into your chest, the center of your love. Inspiration. One of the emotions she talked about that we didn't talk about, to me, is inspiration. It's an emotion. Maybe it isn't. And it reaches up and brings in higher consciously. That's something we all need. Fill your chest with the lights of inspiration and love and the solar plexus of your personal power, your belly with your subconscious. Change the field and frequency of your subconscious. Circle the belly energy round and round and have it shoot through your legs, all the way through your legs, knowing that you are supported by your ability to have rapport with infinite possibility in the universe, infinite love, infinite collaboration, your feet and your understanding. Shoot that energy into the core of the earth. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. I love you all. And woohoo, we'll talk to you next week. Good night.